Torrential rain and destructive winds with gusts of up to 170 kilometres an hour were recorded as severe tropical cyclone Christine crossed the WA coast late last night. Authorities say the full extent of the damage won't be known until the storm has cleared later today. Merv Ostick is the superintendent with the West Australian Department of Fire and Emergency Services. He joins us with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
What is the situation at the moment?
Well, as you're probably aware, the cyclone crossed at midnight last night, 60 kilometres east of Karratha and 130 kilometres west-south-west from Port Hedland. The wind gusts, some of them were recorded 170 kilometres per hour, so it was extremely windy, but I think we were very, very lucky. We've ended up with, at the moment, 26 requests for assistance so far, and that includes the Port Hedland, Karratha, Wickham, Roeburn and Point Sampson areas.
What kind of damage are we talking about?
It's quite a mixed bag of damage. We've got things like some tin coming off a roof to loose tiles to a tree going through a house to some flood-in inundation. So there's quite a mixed bag of requests so far.
And which area has borne the brunt?
The majority of the requests so far have basically come out of, if we look at Port Hedland and South Hedland, we've got 11 requests, but we've got 7 out of Wickham. So Wickham and Roeburn, between them, we've got 11 requests for support. So it was extremely windy over there as the cyclone crossed. So we won't know the full extent of the damage till probably sometime later this morning, because as some of your listeners would be aware, we're still on red alert, which means everybody's still bunkered down until we lift that red alert.
There were fears a storm surge could lead to flooding and evacuations. Is that an event? Is that likely to happen?
No. Again, we're very lucky with the passage of the cyclone. As the cyclone hit the coast, the tides were receding, so we were very, very lucky. There's a little bit of minor flooding around in Port Hedland. I think a little bit over in Karratha, but no other reports to date at this stage.
And do you anticipate damage as it moves further inland?
We're hoping not. There's still strong winds associated with the cyclone, so we're hoping that the levels of preparedness as it travels inland are still very high, and therefore we should only get minimal damage. But you can never underestimate the Mother Nature as it travels inland.
And as I understand it, this cyclone is expected to maintain its intensity for a reasonable distance inland. Is that right?
Yes, it's still currently a 3, but probably in another few hours it'll drop down to a 2 and maintain that for another few hours and then drop down to a 1, then obviously into a wind depression. So it's going to affect the communities of Tom Price, Parapadoo, Newman, right down to Three Rivers Pastoral Station.
How long will the red alert last?
A little bit unsure at this stage, but there will be a review that will take place in the next few hours. I think they'll be very keen in Port Hedland to lift the alert, probably sometime before lunchtime in Port Hedland, and possibly around lunchtime or mid-afternoon in Karratha.
So it sounds like largely the area's dodged a bullet, but this area, of course, is the renowned resources area. How
yes.
likely is the shutdown for those activities likely to continue?
I wouldn't think too long. I think once the red alert is lifted and we get the all clear, industry will swing back into action. As I said, we haven't received any reports of any major damage to infrastructure, so that's a good sign for industry. And obviously from an industry perspective, they'll be keen to get back into their operational roles as quickly as possible.
And what's the advice then to residents at this point?
So advice to the residents at this stage is just be aware. Obviously, if you're in areas where there are still red alerts on, you're still not allowed to drive your motor car around in the areas or walk around the streets. Listen to the radio if there's still power on, or put a battery in and listen to the ABC and keep up to pace with the latest reports that are put out by DFS and other agencies.
Merv, I'll have to interrupt. We've got the news coming up, but thank you very, very much.
No problems at all.
Merv Ostick is with the WA Department of Fire and Emergency Services. And, of course, as he said, you'll find the latest live information and warnings on your local ABC station, on ABC News Online or on Twitter, ABC Emergency.